We're talking a lot about the coronavirus. It is literally affecting every aspect of our lives. From churches being closed, cinemas being closed, theatres, sports fixtures. It's having such a massive impact, and many people, if you haven't already, may well be self-isolating. Well, what is it like to self-isolate? Well, we can get the experiences of one man who's doing just that. He started self-isolating today. We say hello to Mark, who's a regular listener to the program from Newport in Wales. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. So, self-isolating, it's your first day doing it. How's it going so far?
It is, yeah. Well, don't expect me to know an awful lot about this. As I say, I made an executive decision this morning. I've just been practicing my cough there. Does that sound all right? it's been a difficult decision for me, because I've actually had a bit of a tickly cough for about a year now. Mm-hmm. And it won't go away, and so I noticed my cough recently just getting a little bit worse, and I was thinking, is this just the old tickly cough, or is this the coronavirus kind of adding on top of it? But last night I found myself wheezing slightly. I thought, hey, there's alarm bells ringing. And I thought, no, I've got to do something about this. I work in confined spaces with strangers, and I thought, this is no longer about me. So I called my boss this morning. I said, look, I can't do this. I'm not one to Skype, you see.
No.
But I actually hate staying off work, but it's all so unprecedented, isn't it? We just don't know. We don't know what's around the corner. We don't know what effect we're having on people. So I made that decision this morning, and here I am. I haven't starved as yet.
No. So have you got sort of food and supplies in the house, or are you going to have to get someone to get you things?
I have got some supplies. I mean, I haven't gone and stockpiled them. I've got quite a few tins of beans, but I've normally got lots of tins of beans, and I've got lots of frozen veg in the freezer, and I always keep some of that. You may be pleased to know I've got 10 toilet rolls.
10 toilet rolls, wow.
I got 10 toilet rolls.
Okay.
Well, last week I was down to 2.5, and I thought, right, I've got to go out and get some, because, when you get down to 2.5, I mean, I live on my own, so yeah, I don't get them a lot. But when you get down to 2.5, you've got to go out and get some. I thought, well, I'm going to go to the supermarket now, and everybody thinks I'm going to be stockpiling. I thought, let's not be selfish, I'll just buy a pack of 4. But I went to Tesco's, and they only did packs of 9 and packs of 24.
Okay, so you went for 9.
So I went for the 9. I thought, okay, too selfish. So yes, I'm okay with that. I'd certainly be all right for a week or two. After that, I don't know. I don't know to what extent I'm allowed to just pop out in the middle of the night and get something when the supermarkets are quiet. I don't know where we stand with things like that.
No, it is very, like you say, it's very unknown, and people don't really know sort of what's around the corner. And the fact that we're seeing empty supermarket shelves, we're seeing all these venues closing, I think that's scaring a lot of people.
Yes, and the more things close, the worse it gets, and it just has a knock-on effect to every single business. I was talking to somebody yesterday who's self-employed, and she said, everybody's cancelling, all my clients are cancelling. She said, and I just got no money coming in. Mm. I mean, it's okay for me, because, I'm a civil servant, and, I'll be on full pay, whatever, it's not a problem. Mm. But for people who are self-employed, who've got small businesses, or even large businesses, it's a nightmare.
I know, it is, just the fear of not having the money coming in, and obviously still having to pay the bills and stuff, and potentially, things could not go well, and you could end up business going bankrupt and all sorts of things. So it's, like we say, we just don't know what's going to happen. So self-isolating, does this basically mean you're not going to go out at all, or are you going to go out in the garden, or how's that look?
I will suffer from cabin fever if I don't go out at all.
But
I mean, there are ways of going out without, mixing with people. I can just nip into the car, and I could drive off to the country or something like that and go for a walk. I mean, that's not going to be a problem.
Okay.
But things like you know, I've got a neighbour who I always pop in on to check up on, and she's got a brain tumour, and so yeah, I checked that she's all right. But I mean, she's a vulnerable person, and you know, the last thing I would like to do is to pass that on to her. So you know, it's going to be difficult for me to pop in and see her. I mean, my dad is self-isolating. He's 88, but he's a very fit 88-year-old. He's very strong. He's not typical of your normal 88-year-olds. But he's got a nasty cold. We think it's just a cold. I went out to get his newspapers yesterday, and I put them through the door, and he's very independent. He won't let people pay for anything. He left a jar on the windowsill outside with some money in it. So I put the newspapers through the door, and he said, "Don't come in, don't come in." And the money's in the jar, so I took the money. And excuse me. Here we are. That's just to prove I'm not Spanish. you know, where do we stand with all these things? Now, that's what I did mean to say, was that what concerns me is the way this virus transfers and survives. You know, I could have picked up that newspaper, or those newspapers, with the virus on my hand, put it through his door, he could have picked up that newspaper,
and then he gets the
and
virus,
picked up that virus. So now everything is just, as I say, you know, as everybody's saying, I mean, word on everybody's lips, it's unprecedented. We're just not used to things like this. We expect everything to always just continue happily along, and we don't realize that, you know, a sinkhole can open beneath our feet at any time in our lives, and this is potentially one of those sinkholes.
Yes, and they say, yeah, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know, you know, how to deal with it. And people just walk around in disbelief and wondering what's going on. But no, a good point you make about, you know, the objects, you know, potentially if you're handing over money in the shop as well, that could have the virus on it. So we just don't know, do we?
No, absolutely not. No, I mean, I read something. I mean, social media isn't where pick up all the best advice at all times. But I did read something on social media yesterday about the fact that it can survive on the floor, and it could you can step on it and walk it into your house, and it could be there that way. I mean, that sounds really far fetched, but you know, these are the things that are being said.
Well, yeah. Am I right in thinking you haven't got a TV in your house? Is that right?
I have got one.
Yeah, but you don't use it at all.
I've put it aside. I didn't put my TV on I put it on about two or three times in 9 months. And I thought, what's the point of this? It was just to watch the football match and a rugby match. And that's it. I'm not a TV addict. I'd rather live my own life than watch other people live theirs. So that's just how I am. I've always got things to do. I've unsubscribed from my TV provider now. I still keep my license.
Yeah.
Because I will occasionally watch something on BBC iPlayer or something like that. You know, I might want to watch a rugby or anything really. So I still keep that, but no, I do live a TV free life now.
Wow,
a TV free life in isolation.
I was going to say most people that are self-isolating, you know, the obvious thing, switch the TV on and just watch loads of daytime TV. But obviously, you're not going to do it. So how are you going to pass the time then, self-isolating?
Well, as you know, I'm a bit of a writer, so I've got lots of things to write about at the moment. So I'm working on that. I don't particularly want to talk about that because it's a bit of a sensitive topic. But I've got lots of things to write about. I've got my guitar. I have a little play on that. And I don't know what else. I will find things to do about the house.
Yeah.
And there's always social media as well. You see, and people do knock social media, but it's at times like this where people can pull together, and social media can be used as a very, very positive force.
Yes, definitely. We are definitely seeing the positive side of Twitter, Facebook and whatever, people coming together locally. And I think, as I said before, I think, you know, local radio as well, times like this, you know, bringing the community together. So, you know, we all just work together just to try and get through it and do the best we can.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So what are the plans for the rest of today then, on day one of isolation?
Well, I don't know. It's all a bit of a shock. It's a bit of a shock to me. You know, it's like, you know, when people have got alcohol problems and they can't really face up to them properly until they actually say, my name is John. Yeah. And I'm an alcoholic. And it was like this morning, you know, I had to come to terms with the fact that this cough is getting worse. And I literally had to kind of almost say to myself, like, my name is Mark and I have a tickly cough. Mm. And so I just stepped over that threshold. I didn't expect to be self-isolating today. So I have no plans. I have no plans, but I do always find things to do.
Mm. Yes. So,
one way or another.
Yes.
But of course, it might be, you know, I might be tearing my hair out in a few days. time will tell.
Yes, absolutely.
See you next, man. Let's speak to you next week. And I tell you how much I'm tearing my hair out.
Yeah, a few hours in, yeah.
It now becomes a point where it is no longer about you as an individual. It's about how it can be spread. And you just have to, you know, step back and take yourself away from the possibility of spreading it to other people.
Yes, so if you're in any doubt, you know, the slightest thing, it's probably best just to self-isolate and, you know, be safe rather than sort of sorry later down the line. No, that's a shame. You haven't got any pets to keep you company and you can, through your isolation.
That's all right, I'm okay.
Right.
I'm a tough cookie.
Okay. Well, good luck with it. We'll check.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm sure.
No,
brilliant.
That's fine. We'll check in with you in the coming weeks and see how you're getting on.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks, bye. Mark. Thank you. There's Mark Pritchard from Newport in Wales, who's just started self-isolating. If you want any advice on the coronavirus, nhs.uk.coronavirus or call 111 if you're suffering severe symptoms. The advice actually is not to call 111 if you have mild symptoms, but to go online instead to get that advice. So Mark there in Wales.